Reflection by Father Luis Zazzano. Matthew 18, 21, 19, 1. To forgive from the heart. 1. How often? This is the question Peter asks. How many times must we forgive? Where is the limit? When do you consider yourself merciful, and when do you consider yourself a fool? Jesus talks about being merciful always. Your duty as a Catholic is to always forgive others. 2. The situation. In the gospel, we see a man who has a debt so great that he and his family are at risk of slavery. Let me make it clear. When you hurt someone else, both you and your family are at risk. Pay close attention if you have made a mistake and if your actions have caused others in your family to suffer the consequences. The man's debt is great, but he is forgiven. Your debt with God is great too, but he will always forgive you. You are called upon to do the same with others. Do not hold a grudge against people because you feel that forgiving is relieving them of pain. If you decide not to forgive them, you end up suffering more. Forgiveness heals. 3. Wicked servant. We see another debtor who owed much less than the first one. Yet the servant whose debt had been forgiven sends this one to jail for an absurdity. Be careful, because you too can end up like him, becoming a person with nothing in his heart, a wretched person who has no memory and forgets the opportunities he was once given, a miser who has such a hard heart that does not care about hurting others. Beware of being selfish and not caring for the well-being of others. To avoid being miserable, you must be compassionate. Truly forgive others from your heart. Forgive with your heart, and not only with your words. This will free you of many burdens. Never forget that something good is on the way. God bless you, be with you, and protect you. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.